With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Should come as no surprise just who Vladimir Putin wants to see in the White House.
When asked by an interviewer who he would like to see win the next U.S. election, Putin replied,
Biden.
He's the more experienced person. He's predictable. He's a politician of the old formation. But we will work with any U.S. leader who the American people have confidence in. The comments come at a time of heightened tension between Russia and the West. They also come at a time of deep disagreements in the U.S. about how best to counter Russia and help Ukraine, which is fighting Moscow's forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial will go ahead as slated. Jury selection starts March 25th. Judge Juan Manuel Mercan says he made that decision after speaking with the judge in Trump's now-delayed federal election interference case in Washington. Also at SRNNews.com, Americans taking a break from spending in January after splurging quite a bit during the holidays.
The Commerce Department says retail sales fell 0.8% from the strong pace in December when retail sales were up a revised 0.4%. Economists had expected consumers to pull back on spending late last year under the weight of credit card debt and delinquencies as well as lower savings. Yet despite those challenges, along with higher borrowing costs and tighter credit conditions, household spending has been fueled by strong job growth and rising wages.
That is Jeremy House reporting. A watchdog report finding the kind of failures that enabled the high-profile prison deaths of gangster Whitey Bulger and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein also contributed to deaths of hundreds of other prisoners in recent years. This is SRN News. So just who is an atheist in the United States?
The Pew Research Center has been working on an answer. According to their polling, atheists are most likely to be men and are probably going to be on the younger side. And there's not a whole lot of them. Only 4% of the U.S. population states that they do not believe that God exists. And that is way less than most of the leading countries in Western Europe. In fact, atheists make up 23% of France, 12% of the U.K., and 18% of Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a measure being considered by lawmakers, Tennessee would be the latest state to make it illegal for an adult to help a minor procure an abortion without parental consent. That legislation is part of a growing push among pro-life advocates to block pregnant teenage girls from crossing state lines to obtain the procedure. This is SRN News. Japan has unexpectedly fallen into a recession after its economy shrank two quarters in a row.
The country may have lost its position as the world's third biggest economy to Germany. Now, the IMF actually predicted this last year, but it will only declare a change in its official rankings once both countries publish the final versions of their growth figures. The main reason is the weakness of the Japanese currency against the U.S. dollar. The yen fell about 9% against the dollar last year. So if the yen manages to recover, the country could regain the number three spot.
And that is BBC correspondent Marika Oyai reporting. Wall Street numbers at this hour. The Dow is up 202 points. S&P 500 ahead 15. And over on the tech side, the NASDAQ right now is off 3 points. More details at srnnews.com.